94.3 The Shark, everything that rocks. Samuel Bernstein with us to talk about an amazing actor, an icon in pop culture. His book is Joker, Cesar Romero. Joker is Wild. Samuel, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So it's been years since we lost Cesar Romero. I believe he died in 1994, correct?
Yes, January of 1994.
His first movie came out in 1933. Why now in 2025 are we hearing so much about this legendary actor?
Well, I think the Joker continues to capture everyone's imagination, no matter who's playing him. And the idea that we could look back and see what the origin story is for this character, I think that is very, very appealing. And when I found out that no one had written about Cesar Romero before, I just thought, well, we have to rectify that right now.
In this book, Joker, Cesar Romero, Joker is Wild, we look at a very serious actor in Hollywood playing a very campy version of what would become a sinister character in DC Comics. So in the book, is there conversation about how this all began and what the perception was when he took the role?
Absolutely. You know, and also kind of the narrative shifts in the comic books followed some of what happened with the character in his TV show, because it started out very dark, but then in the 50s, because of some censorship issues, the Joker became a lot more lighthearted, a lot funnier. And I think that was the character that originally they put into the TV show. And when he saw the costume rendering for the purple suit and the green hair and everything, Caesar started to laugh so hard. And that was the laugh that became the Joker.
He acted alongside such serious actors, Arthur Kidd, Burgess Meredith. I mean, that seemed to be the joke for the adults. So what are the documented stories about him taking the role as far as how he embraced the campiness?
Well, you know, it really was a kind of organic process. Now, when you're casting a show, you don't know that it's going to become part of pop cultural history. You're just casting a show. So he was on a list of candidates with a whole bunch of other people, like Oscar winner Jose Ferrer, who played Cyrano de Bergerac, and you're just kind of thinking, what the heck would that have been like? You know, it just, people were unavailable, or this didn't work, or the chemistry didn't work. They brought him in, and the minute that he was there with Adam West, they realized, oh my gosh, there is lightning here. There was this chemistry between these characters. And as much as Adam West would kind of underplay, it allowed Caesar to just go higher and higher and higher. I mean, he was tearing up the furniture in that studio and having the best time.
Joker, Cesar Romero, Joker is Wild, the Samuel Bernstein's book. Sammy, what do you think Cesar Romero's impact was on the character moving forward? Because the show only lasted 3 years, but we're talking about it 70 years later.
Well, we're talking about it 70 years later, and Rolling Stone was writing about him in 2019, talking about how everything that subsequently happened with the characters is still rooted in the abandon of Cesar Romero's performance. And I think that... And you know, I love the sense of joy that he brought to it. And of course, we've gone a little darker as the years have progressed. I mean, it's funny because when Jack Nicholson took on the role, everyone thought that was so much darker than Cesar Romero. But my gosh, Jack Nicholson seems closer to Cesar Romero than he does to Heath Ledger or Joaquin Phoenix. You know, interestingly, the Joker is the only is one of three characters that has ever won two Oscars for two different actors playing the same character.
It's pretty wild. In the book, Joker, Cesar Romero, Joker is Wild, there's a few different stories about whether or not he refused to shave the mustache or whether it was part of the lore. Are there any stories in the book about the mustache being painted over with the white paint?
Absolutely. And the fact of the matter is... It wasn't vanity. He had a whole ad campaign going on. He was the national spokesman for a line of men's suits. And they had done all of these ads in magazines all over the country and billboards. And he was going to make personal appearances. And all of it had him with that mustache. And he was like, look, I've been paid to show up and be this guy. I can't show up and be some other guy for them. So they had to just figure it out. But as the day progressed and he started, like, you know, if there was a physical scene or he was sweating or something, the mustache just became more and more visible. And I think that was just part of the fun of the kind of meta joke of the whole show. You know, the wink, wink, yes, we're up here having a great time and you're welcome to join in.
In closing, Samuel, I know you're on a tight schedule. Joker, Cesar Romero, Joker is Wild. What do you hope people get from the book?
You know, I really hope that they get a sense of how past is present is future. You know, you have all of these building blocks that this great actor who had a 60-year career that he brought together to create this character. And yet this character lives on and resonates through our lives still and will resonate into the future. And I think that's a great legacy.
We got to do this again. Michael, thank you. Samuel, anytime. I could talk Batman with you all day. Good luck with this.
Fantastic.
Book.